Are there any kids that want to come and sit up here in the front row? There'll be lots of space here, it looks like. You can come up in your own time. How about we sing a song? I see one person. Do you have a song you want to sing? Yeah, what song?
The Wise Man.
The Wise Man, okay. We don't have hymn sheets, so we can sing by memory. Now, we usually sing 4 or 5 verses. I don't know if everybody knows them. So how about, let's just start. The wise man built his house upon the rock.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came tumbling down. The rain came down and the flood came up. The rain came down and the flood came up. The rain came down and the flood came up. And the house on the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rain came tumbling down. The rain came down and the flood came up.
Rain came down and the flood came up.
Rain came down and the flood came up, and the house on the sand fell flat.
So,
if you build on Christ who is the rock, so if you build on Christ who is the rock, so if you build on Christ who is the rock, you'll be safe when the judgment comes. You will be safe when the judgment comes. You will be safe when the judgment comes. You will be safe when the judgment comes if you build on Christ the rock.
First, I'm missing right now. How does it start? We always sing another one, but I'm forgetting it. How does it start? Is that the one we just sang? No? So build your life on the
Lord Jesus Christ. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. Build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessings will come down. The blessings will come down as the prayers go up. The blessings will come down as the prayers go up. The blessings will come down as the prayers go up.
And joyful
you will be.
I change everything. All right.
Third song. Okay. I think I can at least start it.
When mothers of Salem their children brought to Jesus, a stern disciple drove them back and led them far. But Jesus saw them ere they fled and took them in his arms and said,
who has another song? Is that number 52? Okay, number 52, and you said?
Same one.
Go ahead and say it. She said, Jesus loves me, which it's the same one. Okay. We'll sing 52, which is Jesus loves me. Jesus
loves me.
Okay, all right, we're going to sing some more later because I like to sing a lot, and I like to hear little children singing. I don't get to sing little kids' songs all that much. Now, I know some of you have learned a verse, and how about, let's read it first, and I always get a little bit of stage fright, so let's see if I can remember where it is. Let's see here. Can anyone tell me where it is? Someone say it out loud. Let's see if someone can tell me before I find it. Oh, I found it. Okay, it's Colossians 3:20, and it says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Colossians 3:20. Okay, who is ready to say the verse? And do I have the right verse? You ready to say the verse? Good job. Could use this thing here. Just hold it out to him. Okay. Who else wants to say it? You don't have to use the microphone. Are you ready to say it, Rosemary? Not yet? Okay. How about you? No? Okay, here we have someone.
Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord, Colossians 3:20.
Good job. Okay. Anybody else? How about, well, just give that a rest for a minute. This got dragged on the ground on the way in here. Who knows what this is? And someone needs to tell me who's 10 years old or younger, because I don't think the older people know. It's a speaking tube? How about you? I didn't bring the microphone. He thinks it's a pool noodle. Who thinks it's a pool noodle? Huh? Who thinks it's a speaking tube? You're right. And so are you. We've been traveling in a van for 2 weeks, and it's loud in the van. And the kids can hear us when they want to. But lots of times we can't hear them. And the more we say speak up, the quieter they talk. So late one night when I should have been sleeping, I went to a Walmart or a Target or something like that, and I asked, do you sell any hose? No, sir, we don't. I went looking for a hose to talk through. And I found a speaking tube. I think it works. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Here. That's right. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? It works. You know, we were in a van for 2 weeks, and it got real tiring trying to listen to each other. And this really, really helped hear what Rosemary had to say. Not so much for Abigail, because she couldn't figure out how to use it. She used it like this. It's fun to use it like this. But, you know, we all are fortunate. The Lord has given us the Word of God in our hands, and in a way, it's a speaking tube. Because, you know, we live in a world that has a lot of things going on. Lots of people trying to tell us what to do. I can just watch my kids, you know, they're always telling each other what to do. Watch everybody else. You know, I was sitting in the lobby this morning early, and I saw a man walk in, and he was wearing a shirt that said, Obey. I had a good long conversation with him. It said, Worldwide Propaganda, Obey. A lot of food for thought there. There's a lot of people trying to tell us what to do, and that particular mark of clothing is trying to tell us what to wear. But you know, God has given us the Bible, and He's talking right to us. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good. So, this verse, see if I can find it again. I'm really bad when people are watching me trying to find things in here. I'm really glad I learned that song about the books of the Bible. Aha! It says, children! Okay, so, who here thinks this is talking to them? If it says children, who here is a child? Okay, I guess I'm a child. That's my dad sitting over there. Okay, so, it says, children, obey your parents. And I asked one of my kids earlier, who are your parents? That's what she said. Who is it? She didn't know what the word meant. All right, who can tell me? Let's see, can you tell me who are your parents? Mom and Dad. That's right. You know, there's words in here that we all have to learn what different words mean. Children, most children learn that word. Parents, apparently I hadn't taught my child that I was her parent. She didn't know that word. She knew dad, daddy, stuff like that. But, okay, so children, it says, God is speaking. Children, obey your parents. My children know what obey means. They learned that a while back. They know what it means. I'm not saying that they've learned all that it means. Dad, have I learned all that obey means?
No.
That's my parent. Did you try to teach me a lot?
Yep.
Was I very obedient?
On occasion.
So, we all need to listen to this, don't we? It says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. So, it's really nice to have my dad here, because I can ask him questions. He's my parent. It's good to ask your parents questions. So, I'm going to ask one of my parents a question. Dad, here, I can get you a microphone. We need to be able to hear you clearly, so we won't use the speaking tube. And I'm going to ask you what pleasing means in a second. So, it says, children, obey your parents. Why do we need to obey our parents? Why should we obey our parents? Well, you know, this verse that some of us have learned says, children, obey your parents in all things. And God has said, this is well pleasing unto the Lord. What does that mean, Dad?
It's something he really likes, something he really appreciates, something he really enjoys.
And there's other reasons to obey our parents and to obey God, but we're told that, could you say that again?
Something that is pleasing is something that, and pleasing to God, is something that God likes very much, that he appreciates very much, that he enjoys very much.
So, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is something that the Lord really enjoys. He likes. He appreciates it. Do you know what? That doesn't speak just to the little children here, does it? Sure, I'll show you in your Bible. You know, each one of you kids, some of you have your own Bibles too. And just like in my Bible, in your Bible, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. There it is right there, Rosemary. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. And you know, we use that word please a lot. We say, if we really want somebody to do something, please do this or that. It's very polite. It makes someone feel good when you use the word please, because really what we're saying is, if it would please you, please do this. If that's something that you enjoy, something that you would feel good doing, that's really where it comes from. And we want, if we have the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, we do want, because he puts that desire in us. We see in Philippians 2:13, he puts in us the desire to do what is pleasing to the Lord. And you and I are told, obey your parents in all things, for this is something that the Lord really appreciates and enjoys and wants. You know, the children aren't the only ones told what to do. This list tells things for wives and husbands, fathers and servants, what they should do, how to please the Lord. Whatever you do, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. You know, sometimes when I'm correcting my children because they've done something that does not please me, I forget to tell them that really, when I'm telling you to obey me, what I'm doing is I'm doing what God has told me to do to teach you so that you can please the Lord. Because we're not born wanting to do what's right. We were born wanting to go our own way and do what we think will make us happy. And you know, I was talking to that man this morning that had the shirt that said, "Obey." And I talked to him. And he said that he went to church. He said that he listened to people preach. And that as long as you were happy in life and not hurting anybody, then you were okay. And I'm afraid he hasn't been listening to God. He hasn't been reading his own Bible. If you have a Bible and your parents have a Bible, they're going to be teaching you about God. They're going to be reading God's Word to you and teaching you what is right. And you know what? Your parents are going to make mistakes, and sometimes they're going to have to apologize to you. Usually when I have to correct my children, they have to apologize for what they've done wrong. But you know what? I have to say I'm sorry to God too when I've done wrong. And so I have to apologize to my children too, because I've done wrong to them. Now, is there anyone else that wants to say their verse? You can use the speaking tube, or you can use the microphone, or you can say it just by yourself. Anybody that wants to say their verse? Okay. That's okay. All right. How about we sing another song? People have hymn books now. Number 59. Oh, sure. Let's talk about Jesus,
the King of Kings is He. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
us another one.
98.
Number 98.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His sweet will, how our hearts He can fill with His love as we trust and obey.
Okay. One more chance. Anyone want to whisper the verse to me through the speaking tube? You want to, Rosemary? Okay.
Children. Unless it's all speaking to the Lord. Colossal.
Good job. Anybody else? Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. We're all children here, in one way or another. Obedience is something that takes all of our life to do. It's not something we do just once. And we keep learning. I don't have anything more, so unless somebody has one more song.
99.
Okay. Number 99.
Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon. Whisper a prayer in the evening to keep your heart in tune. Feed on God's word in the morning. Feed on God's word at noon. Feed on God's word in the evening. He'll keep your heart in tune. Jesus may come in.
Let me just look at that song here. Whisper, feed on God's word in the morning, noon, and evening. Jesus might come this morning. Jesus might come while we're eating lunch. Jesus might come this evening. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing. To who? To the Lord. And He might come today. He might come as soon as we're